You're about to hear another episode of The Deerslayer, dramatized and directed by Charles Frederick Lindsley.
Deerslayer has agreed to meet his friend, a Delaware chief named Chingachgook, at the shore of the lake at sunset. He and Judith in the ark leave the castle and proceed to the appointed place. They are conscious or are watching their movements. Deerslayer tries to throw them off the track of the ark in different direction. At last, swings the barge into shore. Chingachgook is waiting at the appointed moment from the rock to the boat when Judith screams, "Pull, Deerslayer, for life and death. The little savage getting after us." Deer seizes the grapnel line, dark blood. What now, Judith? And go still, follow?
No, they're turning to shore. They're just burying himself in...
We're afraid of our rifles. We're on the lookout, gal. Or they'd have hauled us shore. It would have been a hand-to-hand tussle with the odds against us.
Will they make another attempt to reach us?
Not now. Oh, we are armed. Judith, this tall, handsome young Chingachgook, which signifies so-called tenant. Chief story, and it'll take some time.
Does he understand English, dear?
And speaks it, too.
The sun is going to be another murky night. Keep our eyes on the shore. 8 miles in size.
In a moment, from the south shore, to the castle under natural power. Starboard, I'll just happen to... although there's little to say. On the wind with a young trapper named Hurley Harry. He was on his hunter, who lives with his two daughters in a kind fort he used to build. When I came, the two men went for scalps and were captured by the enemy. I got off, though, and have been watching over the gals. We've brought off all the canoes that old Tom had hidden on the shore, and we're safe for the present, until the varmints have had time to build a raft with which to storm the castle, as Hutter calls his house. And that's about all, I guess. And now it's our duty to plan a rescue, before it's too late.
Deerslayer, the wind has come up now, and if you put up the sail, it'll not be necessary to row back to the castle.
Very good, gal. This rowing isn't much to a Delaware's liking anyway. It certainly turned out to be a gloomy night. I hope we have no trouble in finding the castle. Tell us about...
4 days ago, Chingachgook leave Delaware village. 1/2 mile from Susquehanna, find trail. Iroquois trail. Follow here to lake. 1/2 day, watch camp of Mingo.
You've actually been to the camp of the enemy? Can you tell us anything of their captives, my father and his friend, Hurry Harry?
Chingachgook see them. Old man... young warrior, hauling hemlock, tall pine.
You're not so much out, Delaware. Old Hutter is decaying of a certainty. As for Harry Harry, so far as height and strength go, he might be called the pride of the forest.
Were the men bound or in any way suffering torture?
Not so. Mingo busy. Some watch, some sleep. Some scout, some hunt. Today, pale face treated like brother. Tomorrow... lose scalp.
Oh, I'm glad they're not suffering. By tomorrow, we may be able to do something for them. Are there women with the Mingos, Chingachgook?
Squaw in camp.
Then I have articles of dress that will suit their eyes. And we found many things today that will please the men.
How is it, Sarpent, that there are squaws among the knaves? How many women are there?
Sarpent sees 6 and Watawa.
That's his sweetheart, Judith. Did you see her, Chief? Did you come close to her?
No, Deerslayer. 3 too many. Leave too many. But Chingachgook heard laugh of Watawa. Different from laugh Iroquois women. Watawa laugh like wren.
Trust a lover's ear for that. I know not why it's I've seen grim warriors listening to the chattering and laughing of young girls as if it was church music.
Have you never felt how pleasant it is to listen to the laugh of a sweetheart?
Why, Lord bless you, gal. I've never lived enough along my own color to drop into them sort of feelings. To me, there's no music as sweet as the wind in the treetops, the rippling of a stream, or the mouth of a certain hound when I'm on the track of a buck.
Then I think you have much to learn.
Ace Hunter met Mingo in fight since coming too late?
Yes, I have fell in with the enemy. And I suppose it may be said I fought him, too.
Any scalp?
I maintain that's again white gifts.
Did no warrior fall? Deer Slayer not slow with rifle.
Yes, I don't bolt, but I may say one Mingo fell.
Chief?
That's more than I know or can say. He was artful and treacherous, and he fought well. But he wasn't quick enough.
My brother and friend struck the body?
That was uncalled, seeing the Mingo died in my arms. But I fought with the gifts of my own color. I did not take his scalp.
Deer Slayer Paleface has pain and heart. Delaware will look for scalp. Hang on pole. Sing song to our people.
Now, that's easy telling, Chingachgook. But will not be easy to do. The Mingo's body is in the hands of his friends. And is no doubt hid in some hole where Delaware Cunning will never be able to get at the scalp.
Listen, Deerslayer. Do you hear anything?
No.
It seems as if the water was stirring near us.
Sopping here. Something move in water.
It might be a fish. Fish prey on each other like men and animals on land.
There it is again. Do hear something. Listen.
You're right, gal. It sounds like a paddle. Take your rifle, Chingachgook.
Whoever it is, they're moving with caution.
I see it now. It is a canoe. And there's someone standing in it paddling.
But there may be others concealed in the bottom.
We can't beat them by flight. A flatboat would be no match with a bark canoe. Hand me my rifle, Judith.
Quick, Deerslayer. You can easily bring down the paddler and take them by surprise.
Oh, I could, yes. But give him a chance is my motto. I'll hail him first and ask his errand. Stop! If you come nearer, I'll fire. Certain death will follow. Stop paddling and answer.
Fire and kill a defenseless girl.
Hetty.
And God will never forgive you. Go your way, dear Slayer, and let me go mine. Don't try to stop me, do you hear me? To be done.
We must stop her, dear Slayer. You don't know what she has in her mind.
We can't compete with the canoe, Judith. If she's bound to take her course, we'll have to let her. But what can this mean, gal? Why has your sister taken one of the canoes from the Ark and headed shoreward with it?
You know she's feeble-minded, Deerslayer, but she has her own ideas of what ought to be done. She loves her father more than most children love their parents.
Your sister has now been on some mad scheme to serve her father? Why, the girl will give the Mingos the mastership of a canoe.
Such I fear is true, friend. Poor Hetty has hardly enough cunning to outwit a savage.
We must stop her if we can, or at least retrieve the canoe. Grab this oar, Delaware. You go to the head of the scow, Judith, and keep a lookout. We may overtake her. Unless she knows the shortest line to the shore. Pull, Chingachgook.
Straight ahead. No, she turned sharply to the right.
Back water, Chief, while I pull us around. All right. Straight ahead again. We'll make it if the gal don't change her path too often.
Oh, now she's turned back to the left again.
Now the gal has more sense than they claim for her. If she doubles once more, we'll lose sight of her.
Stop, Deerslayer. I've lost sight of the canoe. Stop. I don't know which direction to tell you now. Well, the shadows on the water here are awfully black.
Stop rowing, Chief. I guess the feeble-minded one, as they call her, has given us the slip. Come ahead here and lend me your eagle eyes. Maybe we can see more than Judith.
She disappeared over there to the left when she last changed her course.
Do you hear her paddle, Chingachgook?
No hear paddle. All still.
In what direction is the Iroquois camp, Deerslayer?
It's west and a little south, I think. Why?
I have a plan. We'll move down near it and wait. I think it likely that Hetty will make her way there when she thinks she's no longer followed.
She may. Then again, she may land anywhere on the shore and go on foot to the enemy's camp. The gal has more caution than we give her credit for. If she doesn't have reason, she has instinct, which is sometimes even more valuable in the woods.
Well, if she does have instinct, as you say, she may set the canoe adrift after she lands, because she's seen Father do that often.
If she does that, we can find it in the morning with the glass and take it back to the castle. But it will leave your sister in jeopardy.
But the Iroquois will not harm her. She knows
that. When the varmints are on the warpath and after white scalps, they may think differently. Chingachgook, lay your head more into the shore. But keep the mast clear of the trees.
Shore very close, Deerslayer. Tree not far away.
Don't get them embayed, Chief.
Yes, sir, there's the canoe. Hetty!
Keep the scull straight, General Delaware. Straight as a bullet flies. If it's empty, we'll pick it up.
Hetty, are you there? Oh, I believe it's empty, Deerslayer. Poor girl's gone ashore and set the canoe adrift, as I thought.
You're right, Judith. It is empty. Slow up, Chingachgook. While I fasten it to the ark.
Hetty, are you within hearing? Oh, for God's sake, answer me.
I'm here on the shore, Judy.
It'll be useless to follow me. I'll hide in the woods.
Oh, Hetty, what are you doing? It's near midnight, and the woods are filled with wild savages and wild beasts.
Neither will harm a poor half-witted girl, Judy. God is as much with me here as he would be in the castle. I'm going to help poor Father and hurry Harry.
But you can't do anything for them.
They'll be tortured unless someone cares for them.
We all care for them, Hetty, and tomorrow we'll send a flag of truce and by their reason. Oh, please come back. We have better heads than you, and we'll do all we can for Father.
I know your head is better than mine, Judy, but I must go to Father. You and Deerslayer go back to the castle and leave me in the hands of God.
God is with us all, sister. You can do nothing in the dark. You'll lose your way in the forest.
God will not let that happen to one who goes to help her father. I must try to find the savages before it's too late.
Come back for the night only, please. In the morning, we'll put you ashore and let you do as you think right.
You say so, Judy. You say so now, but in the morning your heart would soften and you'd see tomahawks and scalping knives in the air. I've got a thing to tell the Indian chief. And you will see, he'll let Father go as soon as he hears it.
Oh, Hetty, what can you say to a bloody savage that will change his purpose?
That which will frighten him and make him let Father go. You'll see.
Will you tell me, Hetty, what you mean to say? I know the Indians well and can judge how your idea will work with the Redskins.
I can't tell you, Deerslayer, but I will go to the chief, and when he hears me, you will see, too. He will send Hurry, Father, and me to the shore opposite to the castle and tell us to go in peace. You'll see. You'll see.